Vayter in Shas. We're in Bavakama Daf Pei Tes. Pick it up on Pei Chesem Abayis by the bottom of the page. We are two lines up. We're going to go four lines up just to flow into something over here. Shmuel made a statement, and we're trying to figure out what exactly he means. Elamai eino doma l'mishnah sein. And what does it mean when we say the case is not similar to our mishnah? Mishum takanas usha, because that was to set up an usha. Damar Rav Yosef Rechanina, the usha iskina, they set up over there. Ha'isha shemacha b'nichse melug v'chay b'aylo meisa. If a woman goes and sells her stuff that is in the marriage that would go back to her if he dies, but the husband has the fruits in the meantime, and she goes and she sells it while her husband's still alive, and then dies, habal motzi miyad the lukukos, he can go take it out of the hands of the lukukos. Yeah, so that's why in the discussion yesterday about the father, the stepfather and the stepson who would get it, Rav Abba could stop his wife from giving to Rav Shmuel Rabba, his stepson. And Amar Vidi Bar Avin, Afanana Mitanina, we also learned this in a Braisa, Me'idin Anu B'Ish Poloni, Shagirish as Ish Tovanas and Kesubasa. Let's say you have Edom come and say, we say that Ish Poloni divorced his wife and gave her the Kesuba. Beep, turn the page, pay test. The Harehi Tachtov Meshamashto, and she's still living with him and working for him and serving him. Vinimsu Zomim, it turns out that they're actually Zomimim, they are liars. Then what's it then? Ein omim yishalmu kol ksubasa. We don't say that they have to pay the entire ksuba. Ela tovas hana'as ksubasa. They have to pay the tovas hana'. What does that mean? Ezohi. Ezohu tovas hana'as ksubasa. What is that referencing? Omdom, we evaluate. Kama adam rotza litein b'ksuba shazu. How much a person would be willing to pay for this ksuba? She'im nis'armelo nis'garsha. That if she would become a almana, or they would get divorced and that she would get it, then the person who paid for it would end up getting that ksuba. Vim mesa yershena baila. But the risk is that if she ends up dying, then the baal ends up getting it and he gets nothing. How much are you willing to pay? And if you want to say that we don't have takanasusha, amai yershena baila. Why does it say her husband would inherit it? Tzabin ksuba salagame. Let her sell the ksuba completely, even on the situation that maybe she's going to die first, must be that we hold up the Karnazusha, that it goes back to the husband. Amar Abaye, not a Raya. Im Amar B'nichse Milog. If they said this by Nichse Milog, that it's going to work. Yom B'nichse Son of Barzel, you tell me it's going to work also by Tzom Barzel. Nichse Milog is called plucking property. That is, that she comes in with a field, and then that field goes up and down over the years in terms of value. He gets to take the pairs of it, and if they divorce or he dies, she gets it back. No matter what the value went up, it went down, doesn't matter. That's what she ends up getting. However, Nichse Tzom Barzel means like, Tzom is sheep, Barzel means iron, iron sheep. It's saying iron clad, is that the husband, Rashi says, it explains that we're talking about here, that he took upon himself a chrayas. If it goes down in value, or if it goes up in value, he's going to go and give exactly what it was as it came into the marriage, into the relationship. So Rashi says, no, say, b'nichse, yomru, b'nichse, it's on barzel, b'ksubasa, dahainu, nidunya, the dowry, shechnisalo, b'shuma, that came and evaluated, mesavia, v'kosven osa, b'ksubasa, that's written in the ksuba, m'kama alav chasen, achrayas, rab, chasen, takes a chrayas over it, v'im pichsu, if it goes down, pichsu, lo, he loses out, v'im osiru, osiru, lo, he's one who gains, k'edemirin, b'yavamos, b'alaman, lo, kohen, gadol, nichse, it's on barzel, n'chasen, ma'omdim, b'achrayas, ha'mekaba, l'shalim, k'ein barzel, that, he's going to like this ironclad thing. And there for sure it's not meant to be sold. So you want to say the sale would work with Nichsei Milug, but it doesn't work with Nichsei Tzon Barzel. Now, Omar Abaye, Abaye says, Tova Sana, Hol Va'asan Lidan, since it came out of our hand, name Abam Milsa. Let's talk about it. You know, we brought it up, let's talk about it. Tova Sana Le'isha Havya, the amount that goes down that would be paid by the buyer, like obviously, if she's selling the ksuba. She's saying, okay, in the ksuba it says that if he dies, I get $1 million. So she goes and says, I'll sell this to you. But obviously the guy's not going to pay $1 million for it. She's going to pay for like $100,000 because there's too much risk that if she ends up dying first, he doesn't get it. So Tovas Hana Lisha Havya, it belongs to the wife. Disaka Daitech Labala, if you want to think it belongs to the husband. Lema La Edim, my Afsidinach. Then the Zomim should say, what loss did we cause you? Ihavis Mizabda Lo Tovas Hana, Bala Vishakabinach. Even if you would have sold the Tovas Hana, your husband would have taken the stuff away from you. So we didn't end up making you lose anything. So the wife is the one who keeps any of the stuff. And if there'd be Edim Zomim that she already received it, the witness who were trying to take her out Chayav that would have to pay for it. Amar Rav Shalman, Rav Shalman says, nope, not a Raya. Mishum de'ika revach besa. As Rashi puts it, afilu ima bal notlan. Even if the husband were to go and take it, still there's going to be excess stuff that's in the house, and that's going to be something that's good for her as well. Now, Amarava Hilchas Aloch is Tovas Anol. Isha goes to the husband. Vein Abal Ochel Peros, and the husband does not eat the fruits. Meaning, we don't say that, oh, she should take that money. Rashi says, Lo Aminad, Yikich Pem Karkav Ochel Peros, he gets to have the fruits of it. My time out, why is that? Peritakina Le Rabbanon. Peir de Peir Lo Takina Le Rabbanon. Although, yes, we gave him Peros of Nechse Melug, but Peir de Peir, that is, that fruits that are coming off the fruits, that wasn't given to the husband. His wife is property, he gets the pyrus of it. But if while he's doing that, she gets another type of produce that comes from that property, and that's not going to come and mess up with the first one. So he gets the first one, he doesn't get the second one. Okay, now back to Usha, the Takanas Usha. Ki asa papar of Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua mibei Rav, Arma, they said, Tanina l'takanas Usha. We learned about a Mishnah of Takanas Usha. However, Isha b'gyal sanra. Coming in, you know, in contact with a woman, with an eved or a woman, it's bad for you. Because you chayv for your chov of them. But they're going to be potter because they don't have any money to be able to pay it back. And if you really thought that we don't have takana susha, then just sell the nichse malog and give it to the victim. Must be that no, we don't let that. In fact, the Gemara, not true. According to you, even if they're there is a takanas usha. V'lo matzi mezabin legamri. She's not able to go and sell nichsim elug completely, right? Even if she ends up dying first. Tizabin lenichsim elug, tovas hanah v'titen lei. Just sell b'tovas hanah. The amount that the person is willing to pay that maybe they're going to end up getting it and then give it. Ela de lesla must be that she doesn't have any nichsim elug. Hachanami lesla de lesla. Then even if there's no takanas usha, the mishnah makes sense because we're talking about a case where she doesn't have nichsim elug. So you don't have a raya. Like they might understand, just sell the ksuba, right? The rights of the ksuba. You should get 100 zuz, 200 zuz, and you know, for less money, and then go give that over to the person that they injured. Hamani, who that go like? Rabbi Meir. Goes like Rabbi Meir. Says Gemara, I'm sorry, Hamani, Rabbi Meir. A man is allowed to be with his woman, his wife, even for a moment without having the ksuba, and therefore he's not able to go and sell the value of the ksuba. The time am I, what's Pshat Rabbi Meir? Kedei shalote kalabein of lotzia, so it shouldn't be easy for him to go and send her out, because if no ksuba anymore, he's like, oh, good, I can just get rid of her and I don't have to pay anything. Hacha lo megarisla. But here, if he sells the ksuba, if she sells the ksuba, the husband is not going to, is not going to go in divorce even if she sells it. Why? Because he goes and divorces her. Also, the ones who ended up buying it, they're going to come and take it. So therefore, that's still intact. That's still in place over here. So the Gemara says another reason why the women aren't able to sell it. Ela tovas hanah mile ninhu. Tovas hanah is just words. Mile lo mishtabe, and words and not mishtabe to this victim. Ratzel nizak, the person gets damage. The woman sells a ksuba for that amount. She's not actually selling anything physical here. It's only the non-physical right that she has to maybe get something. So the person ends up, quote-unquote, buying that, such that, you know, doesn't have any shibud on this thing. In fact, why not? Why not? Mili de mizdabne b'dinori ninu. These are words that are sold for money, right? For dinarim. The actual money is going on. If there's a transaction, therefore it should be that that she should have to pay the person with that money. So the Gemara, no, another reason why the woman's not forced to sell it. Elam yishum de shmuel, damer shmuel, hamocher shtar chov lechaveru. If someone goes and sells a shtar chov, and I have an IOU that someone owes me, I sell it to someone, v'chazer machlo, and then I go and I forgive that person, they don't have to pay me anymore. Machlo, taka works. Taka works. V'afili yorish mochel. Not only that, after the one sells it, even my yorshim can go and do that also. So therefore, we don't make a woman go and pay with the stuff that from the ksuba, because then she can forgive the ksuba of their husband, and it's going to end up causing the person to lose out. Amri says, Gemara, Lo lav davka zabuni zabim vititen le letter selik suba, give the victim the money. Vi machla le legabi bal, and if she is mocha the husband, timchla, she forgives it. But at least now she ended up paying off that which she owed to the person. She took care of what she had to take care of. Ami says Gemara back, no, kol legabi bal vade machla le. Anything in reference to the husband, she's for sure gonna forgive. Avsadine la hu zavine. We don't want to actively cause this person who's buying it to end up losing out. So therefore, that won't work. Okay, but still, let's try to find a way the woman will pay up. If you want to say, let her sell the ksuba straight to that person who got hurt for a discounted price. It is only now a discounted price. Beep, turn the page. Pay tassim of base. The imachla legabe ba lo kamafsid. Because then, even if she forgives it to her husband, the guy is not going to lose out. Because now, she also is not giving him anything. He may as well take this, because right now he's getting nothing. And maybe he'll get something. But even if he gives him nothing, it's no worse than he was. Still, anything in reference to the husband, she's certainly going to forgive. We don't trouble the beis din to get involved in all these back and forths for nothing. So if a woman injures someone, we don't require her to sell the ksuba in order to go and pay up this guy. Wow. Eloha de Tanya. What we spoke about now is a married woman who injured someone else. What about the case where the injured one who got injured was the husband? V'chein hi shechav l'babayla. If she goes and she smacks her husband up, lo v'sid k'subasa, she doesn't lose her k'suba, or she doesn't lose her k'suba in order to pay him back. Am I? Why? Let her sell it to her husband for the price, you know, for the chavala, because of what he got. If she forgives it, the ksuba, there's no loss over here, because he ends up holding on to the money he would have to pay. So we know, havada remeri. Must be to remarry. The Amar Asala Adam Shiyasha Sishta Filu Shahas Bliksuba. Bliksuba person can't be with her husband without having a ksuba. If you saw the rights, then it's like they don't have a ksuba. The time of my, what's the reason Remarry says that? Kadishlo take Kalabayna Melosia, so it shouldn't be easier to go and chuck her. But Hacham Agarishla, the Gavrila Bechavle Mina. Here, even if the woman doesn't give her husband the ksuba, he can divorce her and then collect the ksuba from the money from her. Yachi, if that's really true. They were worried about that they're going to get divorced. Hashtanami Megarish Lava Gavri Libichav Limina. Also, if she doesn't give it to him, he can end up divorcing her and get the ksuba from the injury. So there's no loss over here to require her to give the ksuba to her husband in order to pay up. So says, well, no, Kigon Dinafish Ksubasa. We're talking about a case where a ksuba is very big. The Mishuma Huparta, for that little bit of the injury, Lo Mafsituva, he's not going to want to lose so much. He wouldn't divorce her in order to get money from her to pay for the thing and then have to pay a ton more money in order to pay off the ksuba. So the Gemara v'idin afishik ksubasa m'ksubasa daraisa. If you want to say the ksuba is greater than what the daraisa ksuba is, nukma ksuba daraisa. Just set it up at the amount of the ksuba daraisa v'idich tesabda niyali b'chavle. And the rest, she could sell to him for this injury and then pay him off. As the Gemara, Kigon de lo nefishe ksubasa miksubas deraisa. We're talking about a case where the ksuba is not more than a deraisa ksuba, but the amount of the injury still comes at the less. Tavi chavle arba zuze, where he got injured four zuz, demishom arba zuze for gaining this four zuz, lo mafsid esrim v'chamisha. He's not going to lose out. Want to lose out 25, which Rashi explains we're talking about here, 25 sela, which comes out to 100 zuz. Says Gemara Elohad Tanya, but how do you understand? We learned in the Braisa, Kashem Shalom Timkor Vihi Tachtov, just like he's not able to sell the ksuba she can't sell the ksuba while she's under his maritim. Kachlo Tafsid Vihi Tachtov. So also, she's not able to give up the ksuba while she's, you know, under him, so still married. Vahaz Zimnin Mishkach La De Mafsida. But of what we just said, there's going to be times she's going to end up giving up the ksuba to pay. Hechidami, what's that? Kigon de nefishe ksubasa miksubas deraisa. When she injured him and her ksuba is bigger than the deraisa, And in such a case, so why would you say that she's not going to end up living in a ksuba? There is a case that it can. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Seifa Asan L'Ksubas Benin Dichrin. A throwback to the ksuvas days. That is, that if a man and woman are married, the woman has children from one marriage, and he has children now from other marriages. She wants to make sure that her children are going to get it. So what they set up is ksuvas banin dichrin, that they're going to end up getting it before it's split up with anyone else. This is what the Bryce is telling you. Kishem shamocheres ksuva la'achir, ksubasa la'achirim lo hefsid ksuvas banin dichrin. Just like when she sells a ksuva to other people. Just like the woman who sells a ksuba to others is not losing out. The ksuba is doing different. My time of why? Zuze hu da'ansua. The money that's forcing her to go and to sell this. She was like, in need of money. Kach mocheres ksuba salabayla lov sid ksuba is doing different. So to hear, she doesn't lose the money out either. My time of zuze hu da'ansua. She's stuck in a situation. She needs cash money. So she goes and she sells it. But she never intended that she'd lose out from her children. They shouldn't actually end up losing out. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Beis Hashem picking it up with a continuation of this concept of Takanas Usha. Until then, we're going to wish all y'all a great, great day.